Night Talk.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Night Talk. Today, it's me, Joshua Supernaut.
And Ryan Bolin.
And we're here with...
I'm Brad Clarkson.
All right, Mr. Clarkson. So, just tell us a little bit about yourself. And you went to BCD. When did you graduate here?
So... there's a little common misconception there. I did not graduate from PCD. I went here in the middle school from 5th through 8th grade back in the early to mid-90s, and then I went to classical in Providence for high school, graduated in 99. But I stayed in touch with a lot of friends and faculty and stuff from PCD in those years.
Yeah, and your brother went here as well at one point, right?
So I'm one of four boys that all went here. All four of us did our middle school education at Providence Country Day, and then my youngest brother, Bo, who is a class of 2008, graduated from PCD.
Awesome.
All right, so let's just do some more background. So what do you like most about the PCD community, and are there any things that you think can be improved on?
That's a loaded question. I think I would say what I like most about the community is just that it is a community. It's really kind of like really an extended family. That's kind of what comes to my mind first. Very accepting. You know, there's definitely things that we can do better and things that we need to improve on, but just the overall accepting of the individual and kind of, you know, we use this phrase a lot, meeting kids where they're at and meeting families where they're at and just kind of, you know, meeting the individual and going from there.
Yeah. All right. So you coach some sports, correct? What's sports do you coach?
I've coached a few sports in my day, yeah. Currently, I'm the head girls volleyball coach, assistant baseball coach in the spring.
And what have you done in the past?
I've done girls soccer. I've done boys and girls basketball. I've coached indoor track here because I know how to drive a bus. Yeah. And I think that's about it.
Let's talk about volleyball a little bit. So you built a very successful volleyball program. I think in 2022, you won the state division, I believe. Just kind of talk about that process.
Thanks. So before teaching at PCD, I coached some volleyball in the Massachusetts public system before coming here. And so it was kind of, you know, we've all played backyard volleyball. And then when I got into coaching, they needed a coach, so I offered, and I really learned a lot from the varsity coaches that I coached with in those different schools. And then when I came here, there wasn't a volleyball program, and just because of the size of our school, I was never really pushing to build one. And so I was coaching girls soccer for, I forget, about 4 or 5 years. And then we had a group of girls that really wanted to play, and so I said, yeah, I'm going to try to stay away from this, but if you want to get the program started, I'll definitely jump on as the coach because I've had, you know, a history of coaching. And it kind of going back to the whole PCD mentality, it was student driven. And I was, you know, fortunate enough to be in a position where I knew the game and could coach that up.
Yeah, and I think I'd say the last couple episodes, Josh and I have really focused on, you know, PCD culture. So
yeah,
not only exploring the community, but also just how we can build it, you know. Right now in the community, you know, I feel like school spirit's a big thing that needs to be brought up again. And I feel like if we kind of like, yeah, I mean, like you have a great story, right? You came here for middle school and, you know, you came back and, you know, you've been building and you brought great success to this volleyball program. So, yeah, that's just kind of what we're exploring right now. And we find it really interesting. So,
well, you know, just jumping in real quick. I didn't necessarily bring great success. We were 0-16 the first year, and then the second year, I think we won one game, and then, you know, it was a journey, and I think sometimes, I hate to say this because people might get offended, but I think sometimes members of the PCD community feel that, oh, you know, we have a great idea and it's going to be perfect right away. And sometimes we lose sight of the fact that, no, we got to work at it and we've got to go through it and we've got to realize that things don't always get handed out to us. And sometimes it looks like what we're trying to do isn't working and we got to just fight through that. So just using this one tiny little volleyball thing as kind of an example of, you know, it could be your math class. It could be a different program. It could be, you know, the theater department. You're going to have your up years, your down years, music, whatever it is. You know, because we're so small, sometimes we're going to have some really great successes. In other years, it's not going to look at, you know, what do you call it? Rebuilding years. Yeah. That's a term we like in the sports world. So, you know, across the board, we just can't take the one game or the one season or the one math class, English class, as kind of like, oh, I hate math now, I hate English. Like, hey, no, this was a tough year. What are you going to do about it? You going to dig down and work harder? You going to blame somebody else? Or are you just going to do what you got to do?
Yeah, endurance.
Play the game.
Absolutely. As they say. Right? We love it. We love that.
All right. So just thinking back to your time at PCD, do you have any particular teachers that you remember liking that you like to call out, shout out?
I remember every single teacher I had in middle school. I don't necessarily remember the last 20 years of my life, but when I was in middle school, you know, unfortunately, some teachers who have passed away, some teachers that are still teaching here, some teachers that come and go, they were all just amazing. Just to rattle off some names, you know, Mrs. Bush, Mrs. Bushnell, Mr. Tierney, who is still teaching here, Mr. Conley, who different spelling than the current Brady Conley, but Bernard Conley, who's famous now for Conley Ball. He was a history teacher in middle school. Mr. McLaughlin was there at the time. There's too many, and you know, I'm sorry if I'm forgetting any of them, but that was another thing at PC where, you know, at least when I was here, you didn't have that class that you dreaded going to unless it was just a subject that you didn't like. Every single teacher you had, Mr. Cardia and Mrs. Cardia, they were my Spanish teacher and the theater teacher or course, and like, oh, I didn't think I liked Spanish, but I love this class, or I liked, you know, this or that or the other one.
Yeah, and you also, you have a couple different responsibilities now, right? So you're also the co-dean of students. So we're just going to, we're running short on time, but, and I know we have a peer advisors thing, Josh
and
I.
We can cut to commercial and come on back if you guys want.
Yeah, we can figure it out. But our last question that we have for you today is, if a current student was transported back to the past PCD that you attended, what would they find different and what has stayed the same?
Well, I think the first thing that would kind of be obvious is just the technology age. So if you go back then, excuse me, you know, there's no phones, there's no screens, there's none of that. I just, some of my best and favorite memories, and I, you know, when I walk through campus today, is playing Foursquare. And that's something that has still kind of been the heart of PCD. And, you know, whether the rules have changed, these kids today, they're making up rules that should really, you know, not valid. But we would play Foursquare, two square, one on one, two on two. Those things are still the same, but I don't know. Kids hanging on the summer house, I just remember we would play on that, and it's just so cool to see that still going on. The biggest difference is we were a lot more spread out then. I think just because we, you know, the campus was on both sides of the street, there weren't all these buildings. It was kind of like a quieter time, you might say. And I think that's just not a PCD thing, but just as I'm getting older, you know, just everything seems to be happening faster and faster. So just the kind of the pace of life and the quietness, I think, is probably what would shock a lot of like high schoolers right now is just, oh, you know, I don't have to be on the go all the time.
Yeah, Josh and I were actually having a conversation recently, and we were just kind of talking about like when we were freshmen, the library was just the library. It wasn't the hub. You know, what are some other things? I mean, just the campus itself. I mean, I remember there was a big field where the playground is now. Yeah, just so many like things have changed in just 4 years. Apparently, there's an arts building coming.
That's gonna be,
I saw a lot of contractors here yesterday, you know, just surveying everything. And it's changing. Like, the whole school is changing, and we're in the middle of it. And I know when we hand this podcast off, I mean, I'm just excited to see what new, because like what you said, the campus is speeding up. Like, it's gotten so much faster, and you know, I'm just excited to see what happens, and I'm sure I'm still going to be listening to this thing in college if it keeps going. We love that.
Hope so. Somebody can take up the torch. Yeah, it's been great to talk to you today.
Well, thanks for having me. Feel free to, you know, call me back. I know we got to go do some stuff right now. What is actually a really cool thing is the the peer advisors. Are you guys in that?
Yeah, we're both peer advisors.
Where we're meeting with the fourth graders. And, you know, if you went back in time, there wouldn't be kindergartners. There wouldn't be all that. So you know, building and making everything good and better and just keeping that same idea of small, connected families is really what we're about.
Play the game.
Play the game.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Clarkson.